Hello, my name is Amanda. I'm the famous fishmonger girl who stands here watching over Kerteminde. I was erected in 1954. And since then, I've been more than just a statue. I've become a symbol of Kerteminde's identity. My name now links the town together, and you'll find it everywhere in Kerteminde. Amanda Bar, Amanda Doors and Windows, Amanda Construction, Amanda Seafoods, the list goes on. Maybe you know me from the old song, My Amanda Was from Kerteminde. The song is over 100 years old and made me nationally famous. But now I want to tell you the true story behind the myth. I was born Sophie Krag in Kerteminde on November 3, 1871. My father, Edward Krag, was a watchmaker. When I was 20, I traveled to Copenhagen to try my luck. I moved in with my sister and began working as an actress. I clearly remember when Kerteminde newspaper wrote a review after one of my performances. Later, I met Alton Melby. He was the resident poet of Nørrebro Theatre, a man with a flair for drama and the power of words. He quickly became taken with me and spent all his free time with me. We got engaged. But one day, while out walking, I ran into an old acquaintance from my hometown of Kerteminde, Wilhelm Nielsen, a law student. The engagement ended before it had really begun. It created a scandal in Copenhagen's bourgeoisie society. Back then, women who went their own way were not easily forgiven. I became part of a song about the faithless Amanda. It was written by Anton Melby's friend, Axel Schwanenflügel. It was performed at the Winter Review at Nørrebro Theatre in 1893. The song became my fate. It stopped my dreams and my career. I died young, only 40 years old. I left almost nothing behind, but my story lives on, in the song, in the town, and in your hearts. When you look at me, remember, I was more than a song. When the wind blows and you hear the sea whisper, think of me. Think of all the women who have fought and dreamed. We will inspire strength in the storms of life. Thank you for listening to my story.